Man, you are setting the mood today. You're trying to play calming driving music today, my friend.
Hey, you got me?
There you go. All right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No problem. I'd just soon listen to the song and not talk anymore. But
that's all you're... Oh, you may
not drive. A great big Cadillac, yeah. A great big Cadillac. Curtis Mayfield. Well, yeah, I mean, how couldn't I love the best music that was ever made in the 70s? And I'll get quite a bit to the 80s, too. But then it got more into a lot of techno stuff there.
You know,
right?
I got to say, you know what CJ needs? He needs you to make him a good old-fashioned mixtape, my friend. He needs the Pizza Box collection to calm him down.
No, he needs a shot clock violation. That's right. Did you watch the Badgers last night and take them down with your non-critical thinking? Because they really, I mean, you know, but I'll tell you what. Did you watch any of that? Those refs from Michigan State were pretty damn good.
I did not. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was awful, some of the things. Guy catches a ball on a fast break and takes like five steps, look like a third grader on the playground to get up and slam it or whatever. Oh, my God. And the look on Davison's face and the Badgers fans in the crowd. And I'm sitting at home swearing, you know, and going, what in the bleep, bleep, bleep was that? And finally, I'm turning it off, man. I don't want to get down, man. Right? You want to keep that don't stop the music kind of thing going. But I'm bummed. But my son is right, man, because here, he's so he was smart enough to get in at a time on crypto coin where it was a good investment. But in America here, he can't use that money to rent anything unless it's like a one-week Airbnb. Go take some money out of that account and you got a week or month to stay here, $1,000 a week. In the hood, he says. You know, he's not like he's afraid, you know. I mean, he kind of grew up across the street from it and in it for a while, right? So He's like me, man. I'm comfortable wherever I go. I mean, I'm not comfortable around somebody that wants to do me some evil. But, hey, don't I got enough of that here in Wisconsin at the Capitol? I mean, look at the stuff that's going on in Wisconsin, your critical thought, right? Robin Voss and Gableman. I mean, they can't even come up with stuff that the judges order them to. What do you mean you deleted your emails and stuff? That's usually a sign that you're trying to hide something. Am I wrong? And then you're saying, well, you don't even know if you can retrieve any of them? Oh, I bet you we got some people that can hack anything there, fella, and find out what the hell you were up to. But, I mean, it's already out in the open. This is just like... I mean, right away, I was like, oh, wow, $11,000 a month? Nice gig, huh? Jabba the Gableman? And Popcorn Hitler, Voss, is under attack from the Republicans. Not for the crap that he's done, which damaged everything. No, it's because he's Trumpy. Trumpy says he's a rhino, Republican in name only. And so they're jacked about that. Well, I'm running with it, man. I want to toss Voss. Voss rally to happen somewhere down the road here when it warms up. Maybe we can have some popcorn just so long as it isn't Robin Voss's nasty popcorn. It's so bad. So, yeah, I don't blame him. Move to South America. Yeah, I might join you in a little while. I think a podcast from there, right? I'll do something. Oh, yeah. Hey, I can call you every week and show you how nice and warm it is and people are nice and friendly. Yeah, you know, and he talked about that. He's like, yeah, you know, those drug wars and stuff going on. Oh, we don't have drug wars here in America, do we? Wow, more people in prison for the drug wars that aren't even like the real drug wars. But yeah, drugs, you know, a lot of people get killed in America. There's more crime in this country than almost all the other ones combined. I mean, you got the human rights violations in all those other countries. But none here in America, right? Great nation. I see a flag. Is that a... Oh, Crudy, man.
That's legit.
You got a flag back there. You know I'm not...
That's legit right there.
Oh, I'm not into the... I don't even like the sports banners anymore. It's all bad. We should all be one team, one happy family. But since we aren't, I'm kind of getting into watching Giannis flex it a little bit lately. Mm.
Yeah.
Did you see? Oh, did you see Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we talk about this before?
No, I don't think so.
Because we may have.
No,
but
we,
yeah, you got Charles Oakley and all these. Ridiculous. You know, they were on the coattails of Michael Jordan. And, yeah, I got three. I got five rings. And what was your average points and stuff per game and everything? Most people don't know who you are. But they were comparing Giannis, saying he'd be on the bench, you know, third string. He wouldn't be able to play. And I'm just sitting there, huh? Oh, that's pretty wild. That's like me saying Michael Jordan, if he was around today, you know, just coming out of college, he wouldn't be able to play in the league either, right? So they ask Isaiah Thomas, right? What do you think, Zeke? And he's like, oh, man, he'd be like dunking on you. He'd go around you. He'd go through you. He said, you know, Ralph Sampson, before he hurt his back, you know, he was like, you know, going to be the greatest player ever. And that injury was bad. I mean, hey, you're 7'3" or 7'4" or whatever, and you go straight back and land. But his athleticism is what they compared. And yeah, absolutely, he's got that type of athleticism. He says, Giannis is today's Ralph Sampson. And he says, he'd be, you know, he just kept going on. Old guys sitting on the side with your gray hair talking about what you did when you played. And Isaiah Thomas was actually one of the toughest players in the league when he was playing.
Yep.
I think he's all at, what, 6'1" or 6'2"?
Yeah, six even. Scrappy little
Indiana
guy.
Won a national championship, right? Was that the last undefeated team, too, the year he won it? Maybe that was earlier. 76 or something. Probably weren't around.
You know, when Oakley...
You probably weren't born yet.
When Oakley's saying all that stuff, I'm just like, okay, let's just think about it. A guy who's like 7 feet tall, long arms, can handle the ball, can jump, play defense.
It takes him one step from the top of the free throw line to be airborne to lay up.
Like, what are you even talking about, man? Come on.
Yeah, it was funny.
Ridiculous.
It was funny. Ridiculous. And the best part about it is he's getting better.
Yeah.
You know, he won two MVPs in a row, and I was like, well, I don't know. But, okay, so now you won the championship. So, that hey, man, they're going to be a dog. They're looking good. I like watching them play. These guys are like, you know, they do good things for society. That's why I'm going to give them time on the air, man. It's not just the sport. It's what they do when they're not playing. Huh?
And the other quick thing about that guy is, especially Giannis, is a guy who works his butt off, you know, like with that work ethic. Come on. If you put all that together and work ethic, he's not going to dominate.
I don't think people know that he came from poverty in Greece.
Yeah, he'll dominate in any era, and he'll jump over you, Charles Oakley, and he would have pushed you around if you got in his way. Like, get out of here. Jeez. Sorry.
It is funny. It's too funny, man. I like it. I'm happy that it's happening. And it's like, what, they don't think he hears the talk? Oh, you're just going to make him better than he is already. So... critical thinking, climate change, people driving like crazy, complaining about the gas, all that's contributing to the lower IQ. I mean, we got to do something here. I know that electric cars are easy to get if you're like wealthy, and we just watched an entire shipload of them, right? Oh my God. Really expensive ones, electric cars. Really expensive cars. I don't know how many thousands there were on there. It was a lot. And it was like 1,500 BMWs all by themselves, right? But for the person that wants to be environmentally conscious, these cars aren't easy to get. And I've been buying like used Priuses.
Hey, Pizza Box, we got a caller here, Northwoods Terry, who's got some info for us.
Yeah, Northwoods Terry. Awesome. I think you've got the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Pizza Box. It was, I think, Quinn Buckner, who the Bucks drafted on the Indiana team from 76, like you said.
Uh-huh.
And Tom Abernathy, Scott May.
Yep.
Kent Benson. There's another one I'm leaving out here.
Well, that's pretty damn good, I'd say. You remembered more than I did. I was like 14, 15 years old at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to say how old you were.
I was 21, pal.
You're in good shape. This is good. I'm now that I know I've got something to look forward to. I've got the Terry Northwood years ahead of me yet.
Yeah, there you go.
Guaranteed.
But Pizza Box, are you going to be, you got some events in Madison, you know, coming up, do you? You say the Capitol or no?
Yeah, well, hey, I'm going to be there every week. Okay, I wish I would have been there on Tuesday, folks, because you know that Evers wants, here, listen to this story, Terry, because you'll remember when Scott Walker said, oh, hey, look, I've just destroyed and, you know, privatized everything, made all these bad deals and hurt my taxpaying, hardworking taxpayers, but we got this $150 million, right, in this rainy day fund, which would last in Wisconsin about a week in an emergency, but here we got Evers. $3.8 billion given to us by D.C. This is our money, people. And the Republicans, you know, don't want him to be able to give us, what was it, $150 check or something like that for everybody? And that's not gonna take too much. And then the other stuff is going to be used for schools and healthcare, and, you know, normal, progressive kind of things. I'll give that to Evers. But no, what is Robin Voss and the Republicans? Gavel in, gavel out. We're done for the year. Right? 50 grand for these right. clowns and all the benefits and all. And what? Wisconsin doesn't need anything to happen like for the next 9 months till they come back from, oh, but we have to go back into our communities and try to get elected again. I am getting, you know, I'm going to run pretty soon, Terry. I don't know what for, but I might be just running for the border too.
Yeah, well, me too. I've just had about as much as I can take.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Are we already? Thanks, yeah. We're already heading to that last break in the fastest hour in radio. And again, there's no way you can get enough stuff in an hour. So maybe you guys, you know, we should start figuring out how to make some money for this show and expand it. I'm gonna work on that. I got time. And I'll be at the Capitol, Terry. We'll talk about that when I come back.